Viewpoint, CRTV.
The city of Douala has been hit by a wave of insecurity caused by gangs of armed bandits operating in broad daylight. This upsurge in violent crime has rattled the administration, security forces, the diplomatic community and residents of Douala. In Viewpoint today, Sally Ebenye Nyoki says it is time no-nonsense steps be taken to mercilessly deal with these dangerous criminals, for normalcy to return and for businesses to flourish.
The city of Douala is known for the good, the bad and the ugly. But of recent, Douala is becoming a nightmare for many as a result of a disturbing violent phenomenon known locally as the Mikob. It is a group of youths armed with machetes, knives and razor blades under the influence of hard drugs who have been wreaking havoc across the city, attacking unsuspecting residents, snatching valuables and disappearing into the night, leaving behind fear and devastation. A recent tragic attack at the Bali neighborhood left one person dead and several others wounded. The armed group also attacked residents at Rue Njonjo in Bonapriso, the Central Market, and Bois de Singe, robbing countless valuables, including handbags, jewelry, telephones, or even wares displayed for sale. Their attacks are often sporadic yet violent before the arrival of law enforcement officials. This is not the first time these armed youths have attacked innocent citizens in the streets of Douala. It is an illustration that there is an urgent need for a more efficient response to this growing menace. It is obvious that these young perpetrators are under the influence of drugs, driven by a sense of frustration and disenchantment. They may come from difficult backgrounds, lacking proper guidance and opportunities. This combination of factors creates a perfect storm, enabling these youths to engage in criminal activities with alarming frequency. While violence and crime are not unique to Douala, the specific manifestation of Le Mikob raises important questions about societal conditions. Cities across the globe, be it in Brazil, South Africa, or parts of the United States, have witnessed similar groups. Yet, the circumstances that allow such behavior to fester vary greatly. In Douala, a mix of economic despair, insufficient law enforcement controls, and social neglect appears to be fueling this crisis. From a social point of view, these young people could be frustrated due to unemployment. So, by investing in education and vocational training for at-risk youths, creating jobs and providing mental health support could be one way out of this phenomenon. Also, community engagement is essential if local leaders, families, and organizations work together to build a supportive environment that discourages crime. Furthermore, law enforcement officials need to multiply patrols and adopt more proactive strategies to combat this threat. The rapid response capabilities of the police must be enhanced, utilizing better intelligence and community cooperation to thwart attacks before they occur. Establishing community policing initiatives could help bridge the gap between law enforcement and residents, fostering trust and collaboration. Over and above all, the role of parents and guidance cannot be overstated. Parents need to adopt responsible upbringing and instill values in children that can mitigate the chances of them falling into criminal gangs. Parenting programs and workshops could serve as vital resource for families in vulnerable neighborhoods. The issue of Le Mikob in Douala is complex and challenging, which demands urgent attention and collective action. The streets of Douala and those of other towns in the country deserve to be places of safety and opportunity, not fear and despair. It was time all stakeholders came together to reclaim the larger city of Douala from the grip of lawlessness and violence perpetrated by this new generation of hoodlums. The resilience of Douala, the venerated economic capital of the Central African sub-region, depends largely on the safety and security of its hardworking population.
Sally Ebenye Nyoki, editorialist.